ABC Radio Australia.
A hidden crisis is unfolding in Australia's flagship Pacific Development Program, known as the PALM Scheme, with workers leaving their Australian employers, which some say are abusive and exploitative. Some of these workers are now undocumented, unemployed and homeless, and many are now finding refuge in rural communities around Australia. Lucy Cooper visited the town of Leeton in New South Wales and files this report.
I was left with nothing.
It was supposed to be an opportunity to save money for school and support her family in the Solomon Islands. But instead, Susan Pinu found herself in dire circumstances.
I feel, sad.
She came to Australia under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility PALM Scheme, which aims to address labour shortages in rural and regional Australia. It's often described as a win-win, filling jobs in agriculture, meat processing and aged care, while providing income for Timorese and Pacific Islanders. But the scheme has been criticised for putting its participants in danger of exploitation. For Susan, work was inconsistent. She moved to four states in just 9 months, and her take-home pay was too low because of excessive deductions.
If someone pick fast, they're going to get everything, but if you pick slow, you have nothing. Sometimes we're going to left with $100, $200.
Susan left her employer, a labour hire company, and she's not alone. More than 7,000 PALM Scheme workers have disengaged in the 5 years since 2019, a decision which puts some of them in breach of their visa conditions.
We heard all kinds of stories from people who'd left the PALM Scheme, some really harrowing accounts of, abuse and exploitation.
Dr. Kaya Barry is from Griffith University. She's among researchers from three universities who have put out a new report looking at the work and living conditions of disengaged workers.
We saw several pay slips that people showed us where they'd receive zero take-home pay, zero net pay. They're largely being exposed to situations that are equivalent to modern slavery. So they have no legal status in Australia. That means they have no support for Medicare, for work cover, for any kinds of rights that everybody else here, either on a temporary visa or an Australian citizen, has.
She said PALM Scheme workers arrive with visas tying them to one employer, and they face barriers to changing jobs if they encounter problems at work.
A lot of the workers that we've spoken to have felt that they were just unable to ask for changes, whether that's changes just to the role or the kind of work they're doing, or changes to their location in where they work.
One former PALM worker, Wayne Levy, left his employer, a labour hire company, over concerns about excessive deductions and low pay.
There is no transparency regarding our payment. We don't know what's going on. All the deduction, we don't know what we deducted for. At the end of the day, I just received, 200 and 300. So I can't support my family. I have kids back home and they have to attend their education and I have to plan, I have to meet for the future. When I receive this sum of money, it's like a pain in my body.
He's since gained a bridging visa, which allows him to work on a citrus farm.
See, this is a good opportunity. I come and show the citrus farm. Yeah, it's a good money here.
He ended up in the New South Wales Riverina town of Leeton.
I love Leeton. I want to stay here for the whole of my life. If I can get my family here too, would be great, yeah.
The sun-drenched horticultural hub is home to fruit and rice-growing industries that fill supermarket shelves across Australia. It's here that community leaders have seen an influx of workers looking to make ends meet.
People aren't becoming disengaged here in Leeton. They're disengaged before they come to Leeton. So they come here seeking friendship, connections, and some opportunities to work.
Paul Matem leads the town's multicultural support group. He also served as the local mayor for 16 years.
We can't walk away when we see people that maybe haven't been treated fairly. They don't really know where to go. They're frightened. They don't have any real connection. So we fill that gap.
He was pivotal in creating the reputation Leeton has today, one of acceptance and safety.
We don't have a brick wall around our town, and we never will. There'd be a huge void if suddenly they all had to go home.
Do you get paid for the work that you do?
No.
Why do you do it?
Well, in a nutshell, I care. So I care about people, and I certainly I certainly feel that I have an obligation. And certainly when I retired from mayor, I certainly didn't retire from care.
Susan Pienaar didn't return home after leaving the PALM scheme. Her family needed financial support and she feared violence from someone she knew back home. She too found herself in Leeton after forming a relationship with a former PALM worker and falling pregnant. Soon after giving birth to her daughter Angela, there was a breakdown in the relationship.
In that time, like, after everything, I feel like commit suicide. Yeah.
She found support from a Leeton family who gave her accommodation and community workers who helped her obtain a bridging visa, letting her study aged and disability care.
That's bring me like, that's comfort bring me like, oh, I'm someone.
Paul Matem said many former PALM workers who are pregnant go months without medical care.
The worst case I've seen is one woman 8 months pregnant that's never been to a doctor, remembering they've got no health cover. They've got nothing there to give them any cover, so they just turn up.
Leeton Mayor George Weston is proud of the culture Leeton has, but warns everything has a tipping point.
We go out our way to try and help these people, it's not a burden. It can be a burden if it left for go too long. If more and more people come here, we need really help from the federal government, you know, to help us with these people who've been disengaged to back into working again.
Leeton Mayor George Weston ending that report from Lucy Cooper. Now we'll have more on that story on our Monday show, where we'll look at how the town of Leeton is hoping to be a model when it comes to dealing with disengaged workers.